This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Send those into Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Also, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes for free. Speaking of free, Mayorkas tells Border Patrol agents that above 85% of illegals are released into the United States of America. I just don't even have anything else to add. What else can you say at this point in time? It's all being done on purpose. They're wrecking us on purpose. But that isn't what steams me the most right now. You know what steams me the most right now? The false advertising in the cheeseburger I just ate. Look, I'll be frank with you. In between hours, I was hungry, and I could feel the darkness starting to wash over me. And let me tell you, this show was going to take a very, very dark turn in the last hour if I didn't get some blood sugar in me of some kind. So I get a burger, fries. I'm trying to eat better. But okay, whatever. I wanted a double cheeseburger, okay? And I picked the place, and the cheese looked melty. The burger patty didn't look too thick. You know, they get overboard. It went too thick. It looked cheesy and just the right everything. And it shows up nothing like the picture. The cheese wasn't even melted. Why are you giving me a cheeseburger with unmelted cheese? Both patties were too thick. They got dry. There wasn't enough cheese on it. This is what happens when America focuses on diversity and not enough merit. Get to the email. No, before we get to emails, Jeffrey Epstein's brother, Mark, he's out there making a lot of noise right now. Understandably so. He did this little segment on News Nation. I want to make sure I give them credit for it. This is a little long, but I'm going to let it play. Listen to Jeffrey Epstein's brother, Mark. Go.
Yeah, well, first of all, you're saying an investigation. It doesn't seem to have been much of an investigation at all. That's the real question, because things like the EMT and the medical personnel at the hospital, none of them have ever been questioned. And they have found that to be odd, because they're always questioned, especially in high profile cases. The pathologist that did the autopsy, the city pathologist and Dr. Baden, they both came out of the autopsy saying they could not call it a suicide because it appeared too much like a homicide. There are a number of reasons why. And then so on the initial death certificate, the cause of death said pending, meaning pending further investigation. Now, supposedly, when it says pending further investigation, it takes weeks to come up with a determination. But yet a few days later, Attorney General Barr says it's a suicide, and it wasn't really his position to do that. And then the medical examiner.
Well, we have that soundbite. Let me play it from you, from then Attorney General Bill Barr.
I was appalled, and indeed the whole department was. We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation.
Then he told the Associated Press that the case involved, quote, a perfect storm, in his words, of screw-ups. Do you believe him that this was merely screw-ups?
No, I don't. Yes, there were screw-ups, but that doesn't mean that my brother was, you know, committed suicide because of screw-ups. There's a lot of reasons, there's a number of reasons why he would not commit suicide then.
Did you know that Bill Barr, that his father and Jeffrey Epstein, they were linked? Did you know that? Interesting little turn of events. Bill Barr was the AG, a family history with links to Epstein. Bill Barr as AG. He was AG when Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire who supposedly had dirt on all kinds of other politicians and billionaires, killed himself in a cell when the cameras malfunctioned and the guards fell asleep. And Bill Barr dismissed it as being a perfect storm of events. Well, that's certainly one way you could look at it. Another way to look at it would be a planned series of events. That would be another way to look at it. But hey, don't worry. I'm sure Bill Barr had his reasons. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, thank you for your concern about liberty, freedom, truth, justice, and the American way. Thank you mostly for recognizing the current Marxist war against all the above, and for broadcasting about its danger 3 hours a day. P.S. Watch your back, Marine. There are communistas all over, and they mostly attack from behind, as you surely know. He also says, I need to get some of those sunglasses with rearview mirrors. And that's the reason, the real reason I wanted to read this. I remember this was a thing when I was a kid. If you got the right toy, or they may have even given these things out in Happy Meals when I was a kid, but I remember they were a thing. There were sunglasses that kind of had rearview mirrors, not sticking out the side, but they were built into the sunglasses, and you could see behind you when you wore the sunglasses. My question is, and I ask this as a covert operative, as you know, why is this not still a thing? I would love to have sunglasses like that. Jesse, 5 days... 5 days ago, I lost the vision in my left eye unexpectedly. It was a shock, but I listened to you last night. I decided I wasn't going to feel sorry for myself and decided to take each day at a time and appreciate everyone around me and feel grateful that I'm alive and can smile at people and hopefully brighten their day a little. Thank you, Jesse, for letting me see that there is so much more to be grateful for. I've stopped feeling sorry for myself, since I can say her name. Her name is Vicky. Listen, I know you have problems in your life. I have problems in my life. Everyone does. Things go wrong. Your health, your family, your friends, your car, your job, your house, your life kicks you around. But you are still here. And one of the reasons I do what I do with my sons, my wife and I, what we do with our sons, if we're gathering up as a family, when we gather as a family to pray, I will ask them, what are you grateful for? What do you want to be thankful for today? I'll ask them randomly, not even, you know, at that time. Hey, what are you grateful for? Tell me something you're grateful for. I ask that because it's easy, at least it's easy for me, maybe not for you, but it's easy to get caught up with all the bad parts of life, isn't it? All you focus on is what didn't happen. I got screwed over at work. My foot hurts. I lost my eye. I've got this. I've got cancer. Not small things, big things. My wife just got diagnosed with cancer. My child is sick. I got laid off from work. You focus on only those things. Then what happens is you end up wasting the little period you have on this earth bitter and miserable the whole time. I'm not saying we don't have to tackle those things, but man, no matter what you're going through, we all have things to be thankful for. A lot of these things. You woke up today, that's friggin' something. At least you're not John Kirby trying to explain why anyone should ever trust the government again after they got caught lying again. Cut 9. Go.
Why should we believe anything that this administration tells us about anything ever again?
I think we all recognize, and I think the Pentagon has been very, very honest with themselves about the challenge to credibility by what has transpired here, and how hard it was for them to be fully transparent with the American people. I think we all recognize that. And wait, now just give me a second now. I know you got another one coming here, but we all recognize that this didn't unfold the way it should have on so many levels, not just the notification process up the chain of command, but the transparency issue. We all recognize that.
Yeah. You thought that was cringeworthy? Listen to this little news segment courtesy of CBS News. You see, the city of St. Paul now has an all-female city council. What does that matter? Well, not at all if you're a normal person. If you're a piece of trash, cultural Marxist, educated in America's system, you somehow, though, think that's very important and very historic. Cut 15, go.
I think you'll like this story. History was made in Minnesota's capital city of St. Paul today. Or should we say, herstory was made. St. Paul's new city council was sworn in this afternoon, made up entirely of women. And get this, 6 of the 7 council members are women of color, and they are all under the age of 40. 4 of them are new members and say that affordable housing and access to child care are some of their top priorities. Congratulations to them and the people of St. Paul. I am betting that they get some stuff done.
I'm betting they do too. Congratulations to the people in the city of St. Paul. Your city's about to be an unmitigated disaster. Nothing but a bunch of women under 40 working together. Nothing's ever going to get done in that city ever again. They're going to be yelling at each other. Oh my gosh, did you see how Susie did her hair? Stealing each other's boyfriends and husbands, knifing each other in the back. Oh gosh, it's going to be awful. Anyone who's ever worked in an all-female work environment understands the city of St. Paul is about to just descend into the center of the earth. Anyway, some more emails and other stuff next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Let's get to some more of these things. You know what? Now, before we get to these, the thing is about diversity, when that's what your focus is, when you prioritize it at all, it shouldn't even be on the priority list, period. But when it becomes the end-all be-all, you end up with people who aren't qualified doing jobs. Diversity Hire, I'm sorry, that's her last name. Her first name's Corinne. Corinne Diversity Hire is the White House press secretary. She got that job because she's a black female lesbian. That's the only reason she got that job. You see, the press secretary is a position that involves talking. In fact, that's a critical part of the position, is communicating with the press. This was Corinne Diversity Hire today, talking about the migrating migrants. Cut 11, go.
So we have seen results in the migration of migrants. We've seen a decrease because of the actions that President of Mexico has taken.
Stop. Did you hear that part? You can start it again in a second, Michael. That was the part I wanted you to hear. She 1,000%. Space the name of the president of Mexico and just try to gloss right over it. She starts out, she never has any idea what she's about to say. And her brain to mouth, the pipeline that goes from brain to mouth, it doesn't work properly. That would be an important thing for someone who speaks in public, but hers doesn't work at all. So she starts out and it's the migrating migrants. And then she goes right into the president. She's like, the president of Mexico. Start it over again. So play it again, Michael.
So we have seen results in the migration of migrants, right? We've seen a decrease because of the actions that President of Mexico has taken. And so, again, because of these diplomatic conversations, they have been effective. We see them as being effective.
Yeah, pretty effective stuff out there. Oh, before I forget, before we get back to emails. So Fannie Willis, you probably know the name. Fannie Willis is the Trump prosecutor, the Trump DA from Atlanta, that Fulton County, Georgia, the RICO case, which is so ridiculous. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The evil, dirty communist from Atlanta, Fannie Willis is her name. Well, Fannie apparently tosses that Fannie everywhere. People don't remember this. She's in the headlines again for something today, but people don't remember she's been accused of having a improper relationship, if you will, with a felon she was involved in prosecuting. She's already been accused of this and didn't really deny it. You can go back and dig up the history of it. Well, apparently Fannie, she gets around. Headline, Trump prosecutor accused of improper relationship with Georgia DA. She billed $4,000 for meetings with White House officials. Essentially, this is how it worked. Fannie Willis got to know a Mr. Nathan Wade. an Atlanta-based private attorney. Willis hired him. She hired Wade. Wade gets paid an absurd amount of money by the taxpayers. Wade then takes Fannie Willis on lavish, expensive vacations, charges inhuman amounts of money, so on and so forth. Look, this is what happens when you elect dirtball communists who are just there for the corruption. This is how it goes. This is going to be the norm. All the politics we've made fun of forever in this country, the dirtiness of places like Chicago and Louisiana and the corruption and the bribery and all those things, we've always loved to point those things out. It's fun to make fun of corrupt politicians. What's not going to be as fun is when we start to wake up and accept that this is kind of just how life works in this country now. When you have a bunch of people in office that shouldn't be there, it gets more and more and more corrupt. Fannie Willis, man alive. Jeez, talk about earning your name. Now, before I get to emails, I'm going to talk to you about Fred. Fred's my dog. He's a gigantic, fluffy idiot. He's a golden doodle. And I love that jerk. When I come home, he's all over me. He's all over everyone. In fact, Fred isn't okay unless all four members of the family are not only home, but they're in the same room. Only then can Fred calm down. And we love the dog. And we want him to live a very, very long time. And we would lose Fred before we should if we only gave him dog food. But we don't do that. We pour Rough Greens on Fred's food so I can have years longer with that fluffy idiot charging me when I get home to get some attention and affection. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. You don't have to change your dog's food, but start making sure you pour actual nutrition on it. Call them. 833-33-MY-DOG, or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. What that'll get you is a free jumpstart trial bag. You will actually see a difference in your puppy. His coat, his breath, his energy, it's freaking wonderful. roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right. Greetings, Jesse. I think California calls itself a sanctuary state for illegal aliens. Therefore, it doesn't cooperate with ICE. What would happen if Florida were to call itself a sanctuary state for January 6th defendants and not cooperate with the FBI? Okay. It's an interesting concept. Because you're right. You have these sanctuary cities, these sanctuary states, and they've announced, hey, we're not working with the feds. We're not going to call ICE when we apprehend an illegal immigrant. We're going to spit your election law. We're going to spit, well, really, every law right back in your face. We are independent. We are going to do things the only way we want to do things, and we're never going to consider you. Screw you and your law. And so the question is, essentially, why don't red states start doing this with certain things, like January 6th defendants? Why is that not a thing? Why is it not a thing for red states to violate federal law the way blue states violate federal law? Well, we'll discuss that next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word. One that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I forgot how long the open was of this song by Aerosmith. I didn't want to come back and start talking until they did the sweet emotion. You forget I'm a lead singer. Sweet emotion. But then it was going on a little long and it was getting uncomfortable. And Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't there rules? Like, I'm not allowed. Am I not allowed to play music for a certain amount of time? Something like copyright laws or something? Are there rules? Do I have rules? I know the podcast. I know the suits took the good music out of the podcast, which is still friggin' horrible. I hate that. So anyway, back to what we were talking about. The question was, if California can just say, hey, screw the federal government and be a sanctuary state for illegals, why can't states like Florida be a sanctuary state for January 6th defendants? And let me explain. They can. It's all just a matter of willpower, you see. Let me explain. I'll tell you what. Have you ever played this game with your buddy, or maybe you've at least heard of this game, where you will say a word that's out of place or inappropriate? Here's a great word: fart. And it's a great word. But have you ever played this game or at least heard of this game where in a public setting, you will have a contest with your buddy, and here's how the contest works. I will pretty much whisper, fart, fart. And then the challenge is, if I say it, he has to say it, but he has to say it louder than I just said it. And then I have to say it louder than he just said it. And then he has to say it louder than I just. You understand, the volume only goes up as you say this inappropriate word in public, and it only gets louder and louder and louder. Well, I don't know if you have any of these friends. I certainly do. Friends who don't have a limit. You're never going to run into something. You're never going to run into a situation in a game like that where they won't keep going and keep elevating. People who don't care at all about decorum or other tables if you're at a restaurant or anything else, they'll be standing up shouting fart at the top of their lungs. And the problem with that is this for you. You have to decide before you start playing that game if you're willing to go as far as they will go. And if the answer to that question is no, then you're better off not playing the game at all. What does this have to do with states? Why does, let's say, a state like California say, no, we won't cooperate with the feds? Sorry, this is a sanctuary state. Sorry, everyone can come here now. We're not doing it. Well, the communists understand they're in a game against people who are not going to get loud and not going to get uncomfortable. The communists can do that. And if, let's say, Republicans are in charge, you know, let's rewind. Why didn't that change when Donald Trump was president? Why weren't they scared to death? Oh, my gosh, they're going to come start arresting people. Because Republicans lack the stones to go far enough to make sure they win. But remember, the communist is a religious zealot with no moral founding outside of his religion. Communism is his religion. There is nothing he won't do. Why don't states like Florida do that? Why hasn't that happened? Why hasn't Ron DeSantis declared Florida to be a sanctuary state for January 6th defendants and then got a bunch of, basically created a new law enforcement agency, a state law enforcement agency, who's there to stop the FBI from coming in and arresting these people? Any FBI agent will be arrested if they come into the state, because the GOP doesn't want to take it that far. That's why. And I know we all want that answer to be different, right? But that's why. And this is why I've been pounding over and over again, pounding the table, pounding constantly, that the GOP has got to, absolutely got to, start changing its mentality when it comes to states, Red states need to begin changing how they view everything. They need to view themselves as being against the federal government. They need to begin working with each other because there's strength in numbers. They need to start forming coalitions that are powerful enough to defy an evil federal government. I know that sounds crazy. I don't know that almost, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's true. Without a red state coalition that will stand up against the evil feds, there's simply nothing that will stop these people from tearing us all apart. But the GOP lacks the stones for that. The ones in the House lack it. The ones in the Senate lack it. Our presidents always lack it every time. Our governors lack it. The GOP lacks the stones to do what needs to be done. The communist, for all his faults, does not. The communist is all in all the time. You ask the communist to play that game, he will play it to the bone. He will play it to the bone. He will play it until it's all played out. Speaking of play it to the bone, producer Michael, cut 10, go.
I think we're all outraged about many things, but if we're going to talk about outrageous things that have happened or things that have never happened, let's talk about the fact that President Trump incited an erection. And maybe that too.
Yeah, you could talk about that too, I guess.
Let's stop talking about Kamala Harris. All right. Hey, Jesse, now that you're a European, when can we expect you in a Speedo this summer? Just wondering if I should find one of these tranny doctors to see if they can remove my eyes before then. One that's not very nice says his name is Kenny, too. I think I might try out the Speedo this summer. Why shouldn't I try out a Speedo this summer? I've been working out. I'm feeling pretty good about how I'm looking in the mirror right now. I think, you know what? That's it. I've just been challenged. I'm gonna wear a Speedo this summer, and you know what? People are gonna like it. Is the wife gonna pitch a fit? She might. I mean, she might, but you know what? I'll look at her. I'll look at her, and I'll say, pipe down, woman. You know you enjoy it, too. You know why I'll say that? Because I've been taking a male vitality stack from Chalk for over 2 years, so I've got testosterone coming out of my freaking pores at this point in time. My body is pure testosterone now. 20% increase in your testosterone in just 90 days. That's the power of a male vitality stack from Chalk. And you get that naturally. Those are natural herbal supplements. That's absurd. Fellas, you're drinking estrogen. It's in the plastics, and it's in the water. It's everywhere. You're drinking estrogen. Stop doing that. Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. Ladies, get a female vitality stack. You want to feel like $1 million. And again, you don't have to take my word for this. 90 days. Take it for 90 days. And if you don't feel dramatically better, quit. Stop taking it. You will, though. It's amazing, the power of nature. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. I still can't get over this. I'm sorry. I still can't stop laughing about it. Michael, cut 15. Go.
I think you'll like this story. History was made in Minnesota's capital city of St. Paul today. Or should we say, herstory was made. St. Paul's new city council was sworn in this afternoon, made up entirely of women. And get this, 6 of the 7 council members are women of color, and they are all under the age of 40. 4 of them are new members and say that affordable housing and access to child care are some of their top priorities. Congratulations to them and the people of St. Paul. I am betting that they get some stuff done.
It's going to go so hilariously and awful bad. I can't wait. I am absolutely here for it. All right, here's what we have. We have some emails. We have a little update on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. We're actually going to talk about that really quickly first. Then we're going to hopefully get to an email or two. And then we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to, which I've been really, really bad about that. But you have to understand, remember, we're in a black site right now. We are covert. Things are operating a little differently on this show. Just also remember, you can email and should email your show. Or your show. It's my show. It's not yours. Email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right? You savvy on that? All right. One more segment. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. Okay, I didn't play this earlier, but we have a bunch of stuff I'm going to have to try to cram into this last segment because I got distracted and I missed out on some things. Senator Chris Murphy is one of the biggest pieces of trash we have in Washington, D.C., and that's saying something. There's a lot of them there. He had this to say about the southern border. Cut six, go.
I think we are interested as Democrats in providing the administration with tools that will help better manage the border. We are not interested in taking away from the administration tools that they use today to help better manage the border.
Notice how careful they are with their words. Notice how they talk. They don't even, the base of the Democrat Party is so depraved, so America-hating. Chris Murphy knows he can't even talk about securing the border, stopping illegals from invading this country. He has to try to him and haw and me. Well, we have to manage the border. That's how really evil this party has become. There's that. And then there was this one I wanted to get to before I get to the emails. Peter Ducey going after Corinne Diversity hire on Hunter Biden today. Cut 20, go.
Hunter Biden on Capitol Hill today. How big of a headache is that for you?
Hunter Biden is a private citizen. He is not a member of the White House, as you know, and I just don't have anything else to share.
But the last time he was on the Hill, he said the president was certainly familiar with what his son was going to say.
I did say that, and here's so and what I'm saying today.
That President Biden does not help him with his business deals, but he does help him skirt congressional subpoenas?
That is not even true.
All right. Okay. Let's just do this Nord Stream thing before we get to headlines and emails really quickly. Let's recap. Nord Stream 2 pipeline. This is a pipeline going from Russia to Germany. I need to repeat that again. From Russia to Germany. This is not an American pipeline. It's nothing to do with us whatsoever. This whole Ukraine-Russia war breaks out, and we wake up one day, you woke up, same way I woke up, and we have these images and video clips on television with, apparently somebody put some holes in the Nord Stream 2 pipeline underwater. They went underwater, and they put big holes in this big pipeline. And remember, we brought on our Green Beret buddy, Clay Martin, to talk about that, because all the powers that be tried to act like they didn't do it. And in fact, what they were really saying was that Ukraine had done it. Or maybe, remember they tried to say it was some separatist rebel group? And we were talking to Clay about it. And Clay said, there are like 5 or 6 countries in the whole world that even have the capability to swim down to that depth and demo out a pipeline. You with a box of M80s that you picked up for January 1st, you're not putting holes in the Nord Stream 2 pipeline above water or below, but you're definitely not getting down to that depth. It takes a specialty. And when the holes were put in the pipeline, the United States Navy, as part of a NATO exercise, was doing drills a mile from where the holes were put in the pipeline. Well, here's an interesting little tidbit. Nord Stream probe, because they're faking like they're probing it, hampered by resistance from Poland. Investigators hope Warsaw's new government will shed light on gas pipeline attack after previous administration's reluctance to disclose potentially crucial evidence. I wonder why the Poles are so reluctant to release evidence when we were told repeatedly several times that this was some separate rebel group. And let's not forget this. This was a secret that Joe Biden gave out before we did it. Remember that interview we've played for you several times where Joe Biden, because he's got dementia, he can't control his mouth anymore, where he got up and he told all the reporters something he very clearly had been told in a private national security briefing. He told all these reporters, you have it, Michael?
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
You heard how dumbfounded she was. Wait, how were you? I don't understand. It's German. What? Joe Biden giving away national security secrets. We 100% blew up that pipeline. It was probably a NATO joint exercise, but we blew up the pipeline. Only we didn't want to tell Russia about it for fear that that would prompt a more kinetic action from Russia on our critical infrastructure here at home. We did that. And then lied about it. And we told them we were going to do it beforehand because the president has dementia and can't control his mouth. Gosh, that's where we are. Anyway, Michael, without further ado, headlines I didn't get to, please.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Mike Johnson faces same test as ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy. And no, he's not facing the same test. He's failing the same test. The GOP cannot seem to get a leader who has any actual guts, who will stand for something. And so we continue to get this corruption and spending without end until we're all finished. Biden administration in the hot seat for sending Congress, quote, incomplete records for censorship investigation. They didn't send them incomplete records. They're censoring everything. They're blocking it. They're lying. This is what evil administrations do. Speaking of evil, it's evil that I'm out of time today. I did not mean to run out of time this early. I truly, truly did not. I'm going to be better tomorrow. Send me your emails. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to have fun. All right? That's all.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.